At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this program. Come on in. Stay a while. Glad to have you on board. Gang's all here, ready to go. Fritzy had a subpar first hour, but he vows to rebound. And Seton is here, Marvin, Paulie, and yours truly. Make sure you go to the Dan Patrick Show store. A lot of great things there at danpatrick.com, including our new Krappensburg State baseball T-shirt there. Of course, you've been asking for it. And even if you haven't, it is there for you. Go to danpatrick.com. Also, sign up for the newsletter, because we'll give you a heads up about the next batch of Tailgate Moonshine available probably in a week or so. Yes, Todd?
What was the tagline again on that baseball T-shirt? It was a great line there with that Krappensburg.
We have the runs.
Yes, I love that. That's like the best part.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we just put up the one there that, was it Andrew had suggested? Is it more impressive to win three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, or one, or six Super Bowls with one quarterback?
Oh, that was Doug in North Carolina.
Oh, Doug, my apologies. Sorry, okay. Doug in North Carolina.
So we're talking about Joe Gibbs versus Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Didn't think we were going to be into that conversation today, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Joe Gibbs, brilliant offensive-minded coach and a great NASCAR owner as well.
This is one of those things that's going to bubble up sometime this afternoon on a talk show and be like, hey, what about Gibbs? I mean, why is nobody talking about Gibbs? Like, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right now, by the way, 54% of the audience say it's more impressive to go with 3-3 than 6-1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Three different quarterbacks winning the Super Bowl. That's pretty impressive. Yes, Marv.
Do we also go by, because the NFC at that point was so tough, was it Giants, Bears, Niners? During that whole run?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Level of competition was pretty high. Yes, Todd?
I think it's also as simple as saying that it says a lot more about the system and the coach to win with three different quarterbacks than the quarterback would get most of the credit, you would think, like a Brady. If you win that many with one quarterback, it's got to be a, more of a coach thing to win with three different ones. I'm surprised it's only 54%. Should be like 76%.
Okay, then what is more impressive, what Belichick did or Joe Gibbs did?
Joe Gibbs. Three Super Bowls championships with three different quarterbacks, it's more about the coach. If it's one quarterback winning all these Super Bowls, it's maybe more about the quarterback. And we're seeing that to be true, aren't we?
Okay.
One coach on the hot seat,
or
the
maybe,
genius is on the hot seat.
Maybe wasn't a good enough coach to find a good quarterback.
Maybe.
He could do it with three. Why couldn't he do it with four?
Braves at the Phillies, Astros, Twins, and the Dodgers on the brink at the Diamondbacks. Rangers sweep the Orioles. Astros roll the Twins. They're up 2-1 in that series. Deshaun Watson still out for the Cleveland Browns. We'll explore that topic coming up. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. Also, the situation with the Carolina Panthers. It wasn't finger pointing, but it came pretty close to finger pointing with Frank Reich talking about his owner, David Tepper, and the open secret was David Tepper wanted Bryce Young with the number one pick. And maybe Frank Reich wasn't all in on that pick. And this is how it sounded yesterday. Frank Reich kind of talking about his owner and trying to be positive.
There's different philosophies in ownership. You know what I mean? Some owners kind of stay away and don't engage a whole lot. Other owners do. And his philosophy is he's going to engage. And listen, it's only been a short experience, but it's been a really good experience. It hasn't been fun. You know, it's not fun. Those meetings aren't, I wouldn't characterize them as fun meetings. But those meetings make me better, and I trust they make us better.
Okay. All right. Nothing to see here? Or is there a little to see? And I'm not sure what, you know, so David Tepper is the owner and, you know, brought in a new coach. You brought, you know, you got your draft pick. You went all in on Bryce Young. You traded up to get him. If you trade to get the number one pick, that has to work out. Or you get roughed up. But in this situation, if we're 5 weeks in, obviously you got to be fair to Bryce Young. He just seems small out there. And Alabama can cover up a lot of things. You're playing with future pros there. And is Bryce Young going to be durable enough to play? Anthony Richardson is not durable enough. Now, Richardson does take on contact. He's on the IR. He's going to miss the next 4 weeks. He's been injured three times already in three separate games this year. It's a tough position to stay healthy at. And even when they do make all these rules to protect the quarterback sometimes doesn't know how to protect himself. So we'll talk to Albert Breer. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Also, Jason Garrett, former Cowboy head coach, will stop by. Our two-poll question, Seton, are we going to go with something different?
No, we just put up the one about the more impressive
okay.
Between Joe Gibbs and Bill Belichick.
All right. Having been around Joe Gibbs and those teams, those were wonderful teams. And Marvin brings up a great point. The level of competition was extremely high. And I was there when Washington hosted the Bears. And we got to see the Bears right before they became the Bears to win the Super Bowl. And that was one of those moments where RFK Stadium was rocking. And the Bears came in, and the Bears were something different. And in particular, that defense. That's when you saw, like, oh, my gosh. You know, sometimes you don't realize the changing of the guard, and sometimes it's right in front of you, and you go, say goodbye to Washington, say hello to the Chicago Bears. And then after that, it was, say goodbye to the Bears, say hello to the Giants. I mean, that's sort of how these things go. You know, sometimes it lasts long. Sometimes there's sustainable greatness. Other times it's like just a ship passing in the night. There's one ship and another one's coming into port. Yes, Mark.
And wasn't there a couple of teams that were like right on the cusp, but not maybe at that top level? Like I remember seeing the Vikings beat the 49ers in a playoff game in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, that early Reggie White, were they really good too? And
yes.
Just not.
Yes. The Eagles, that defensive line was awesome. And they had great uniforms too.
So one more question.
All right.
So was John Elway just led to slaughter?
Yes.
During the Super Bowls?
Like, yes.
Once you got out of the NFC, they were like, who's playing?
Yeah.
Huh. John Elway and guys.
Yes. Yes. Back then, I always felt bad for Elway because he was going to get blamed. He didn't get credit for getting them to the Super Bowl. He got blamed because they got blown out. And that offense wasn't great at all. But John would always be like, can't win the big one. And he lost three of them. Kevin in North Carolina leads off this hour, too. Hi, Kevin.
This one? That one and those two down, they can do them.
Hey, Kevin.
Hold it in a tape measure. It should be good.
Hey, Kevin.
But I put a level on it. Come on.
I know, but this is my switch.
Gotta put a level on it.
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin.
Let's play the game. What does Kevin do for a living?
What are we doing here? Get a level on
that. Yeah, you got to. Yes, Paulie.
I'm pretty sure he's a builder or contractor of some type. He's talking about leveling and drywall.
Yeah.
Could work at, you know, Lowe's.
He might be a DIYer, too, though.
Okay.
Might have some buddies over working on a project.
But he was yelling at people. I think he's the GC.
Oh, that's true. He wouldn't be yelling at his friends if they were helping him.
Yeah, general contractor, of course.
Come on, guys.
Kevin?
Yeah. Hello?
Kevin.
Hello? Yeah.
It's Dan Patrick here, Kevin.
Good morning, Dan. I forgot I was even on hold with you. All right.
Kevin, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a project manager. I'm out here on a big construction job.
Okay.
Trying to figure it out.
All right. You're exactly. Yelling at people. I'm hearing you go, you got to put a leveler on that.
They're telling me something's wrong with it. I said, no, I just put a level on it. I know it ain't wrong.
Yeah, come on.
So,
come on.
Look, I want to sneak this in about I'm a 48-year Viking fan. So I feel like I can weigh in on this one about the Kirk Cousins situation. I hear everybody about, you know, fire sale. But where's the guy going, man? Where's he going to go? The Patriots? Atlanta? I know his wife has some ties to Atlanta, but he's got a pretty good agent. And he's been a pretty good businessman. Why would he leave in the middle of the season when he's fighting for a new contract next year? It don't make sense.
Well, he may not have any choice over this. Plus, if you're a lifelong Vikings fan, don't you want to at least be in the hunt for Drake May or Caleb Williams?
Of course. I'm a Tar Heel all the way. Drake May, baby.
All right. Look, there you go. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
I want you to weigh in on this.
What, Kevin? Thank you, Kevin. I think. Thank you, Kevin. Josh in Charlottesville. Hi, Josh.
Hello, 61185. My wife and I are driving up to see a show at Radio City, and we each had a question in the hopper. We wanted to see if you had a recommendation for brunch. We have one reservation, and she wanted to know if you guys ever imagined Chris Berman, Coach Boeheim, and Andrew Luck ever trying to order brunch together. We get a big kick out of that. Imagine any excuse for Pauly to do that. It's always a treat.
You want to give us a little Andrew Luck?
Eggs Benedict.
And then Chris Berman ordering
easy over with a side of waffles.
And who was the other one? Oh, Jim Boeheim.
Mimosa.
Oh, Coach.
Hey, hurry up, Jim, and order. He could go all the way.
He's going back to the buffet.
Do we have a brunch place in New York for Josh and his wife? Yeah, Paul.
Brunch is a big deal in New York City. It's very social. It's very, very fun.
Everybody is gets this going to be on a Saturday, Josh?
We actually have a reservation Saturday at Balthazar, but we're hoping for another one, for another.
Balthazar is very 90s. That is tired. Whoa. You don't want to go there. It's very 90s. You want to? That was cool about 25 years ago. Stanhold.
Okay.
I guess.
We'll give it some thought.
That might be one of those places the missus always dreamed of going to, Paul.
It's true.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help a brother out.
Yeah. Who's playing at Radio City, Josh?
It's the Sunny in Philly podcast doing it live. So we're driving up today and going to see it tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Safe travels, and we'll see if we could come up with a brunch place. Don't go in Midtown. Don't go to brunch in Midtown.
Go downtown?
Yeah, downtown. Downtown. You know what? If my daughter's at work, I would ask her because she's got, 15 of those she'd rattle off.
Whatever happened to our buddy from San Diego that had
Guy who looked like Brett Favre?
The Brett Favre guy, yeah, yeah. I haven't heard from him in years.
You know what? I texted him probably 3 or 4 months ago.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I just said, hey, just want to see how you're doing. And he said he was doing great, but he didn't. I don't know if he's consulting with another restaurant.
He owned a place that was right by our studio in New York City that we used to go to all the time.
I know.
He's a great guy. Great guy. Union Bar and Kitchen, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they're still there, but he's a good dude, man. He made a great breakfast sandwich, too.
And by the way, it was one of those where we'd go in there and we took advantage of that menu. Because he'd be like, hey, I just made these. How about these? You like these? Like, sure.
He took advantage of his Japanese whiskey, too, many a night.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. He goes, I said, what do you got? He goes, oh, you know, I got Buffalo Trace. I got bland. No, I said, no, like the upper shelf.
Yeah, what's that up there? Yeah,
he goes, oh, that's Japanese whiskey. That's probably about, a couple $100 a shot.
Break it out.
Yeah, come on, bring it down. How about a round of applause for the Japanese whiskey bottle you're bringing down?
Woo! That's fun, man.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we'll talk to Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. He'll stop by. Tom in North Carolina before we take a break. Hi, Tom.
Hey, DP, Danette.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, Dan, I got a possible segment or game you guys can play a little bit later. But first, I want to give you to the Halloween festival activities at Crappensburg State this year. So here's the rundown.
Okay.
We got everyone's favorite cornhole, whack-a-mole. We got the log toss. We got the turtle race. We got the barking spider exhibit. And if the kiddies want to bring their trick-or-treat bag, we're going to be handing out Tootsie Rolls and homemade fudge. And also, the main attraction is the pony ride. The only thing about the pony ride, Dan, it's a little confusing. So when you get there, get your ticket, just tell them you need to see a man about a horse.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a lot going on there,
Tom.
But well done, Tom.
Tom, deep dive, Crappensburg State.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah.
Go ahead, lad.
I have more people now asking me about Crappensburg State than they do the state of the Patriots.
Well, it is homecoming weekend. This is a big one.
Parents weekend.
Yeah.
You drop your kids off.
And I was going to go to Crappensburg State this weekend. I was checking the weather. Mm. And I asked my wife, because she said, can I get a Crappensburg State T-shirt? Now, she also wasn't aware of the suck it front row or back row. And she said, could I get one of those T-shirts? And I said, yeah, but don't wear it to work. And then she goes, well, wait, it's about the show, isn't it? I go, not everybody's going to take it that way.
Yeah.
This isn't a shirt with instructions, you know. It's not self-explanatory. And then she said, is there a Crappensburg State? And I go, no, hon, there's not. We created one. Yes, Marv.
Our shirts are real conversation starters, to say the least.
They are. And your hands shirt, love that one.
Yeah, especially when you get the, Marvin, come here. What's that on your shirt? Where does that go?
Marvin, put your hands on my shirt here.
The meet and greets might be a little awkward in Vegas.
I like that.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Marvin. Hi, Marvin. Marvin, put them on my chest. Let me see if those hands are correct.
It is accurate.
Yeah.
And this is your wife, you said.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to Albert Breer. The situation with Carolina Panthers. Did they make a mistake already on their quarterback? And the Deshaun Watson situation as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. When natural disasters strike, so do identity thieves. Events like hurricanes and wildfires, even COVID, put people in emotional states where they let their guard down. And this is with your personal information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. And we put so much personal information out there. It gets exposed so often, it's easy to steal your identity. Protect that identity, and it's easy with LifeLock. LifeLock detects you and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. Loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. So it's 1-800-LIFELOCK, or you can go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. That will get you 25% off. LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Spooky season has arrived, and all your fears live on Peacock. Stream series like Chucky, new movies like Five Nights at Freddy's, Universal classic monster films, and every terror you crave with Peacock's Halloween horror. Yes, Polly.
Any of you guys decorate your house for Halloween, go overboard?
Not overboard. A little bit. Just a little bit. But I do that begrudgingly.
I go big.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite day of the year.
Like what level, Seton? Like how many days in advance?
Well, I'm late this year. I really haven't had time to because I've been too busy. But I'm usually well into it by now. And then I'll usually do about a week before, I'll go to like level three.
I haven't really been around somebody who goes crazy at Halloween, but I have Christmas where they've got, you know, inflatable animals and Santa and it lights up and, you know, it illuminates in the middle of the night, moving, you know, elves. And I guess it's kind of crazy, but, you know, they truly embrace it. And then you feel like, oh my gosh, we should do something. And I just say to my wife, just put up some lights. That's all. Santa knows where I live. I mean, I don't need to attract his attention. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I'm married to somebody who's really into Halloween.
Mm.
From the house to our son's costumes. He picked out his costume 1 year. My wife was like, that costume sucks. We're just doing your costumes from here on out.
Oh.
So he's been MC Hammer. He's been Macho Man Randy Savage. he's going to be Forrest Gump this year.
Oh,
that's great.
Of course.
Like Forrest Gump, like with the big beard.
Running across the country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our dining room set is all Halloween stuff.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
I just don't like when like a junior in high school with a little mustache shows up and you're really like sick. You're graduating next year from high school and you're like trying to get a little Kit Kat from me. Is this where we're at right now in your life?
Thank you, John.
Welcome.
By the way,
that's what's a bummer, though. My son is getting almost to that age. He's 13 now. He's only got maybe a couple left in him before it's all over, and that's a real...
That's a stretch.
That really bums me out.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
The rumors about Bill Belichick being on the hot seat are now official. Jeff Howe, national NFL insider for The Athletic. He was a former Patriots beat man for many years, and he had an article this morning. If you think the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, wouldn't fire Bill Belichick, you're wrong. We segue into Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, who joins us on the program. So what do you make of that? Could you see a day where Robert Kraft fires Bill Belichick?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you that you're speaking to a man whose wife just bought a 12-foot skeleton to put on our front lawn. So,
how much I told did a 12-foot skeleton cost?
Oh, well, no, it was so there's this like little cul-de-sac, like a couple blocks down or a couple driveways down from our house. And every year on Halloween, they did the coolest display. It's like three or four people that live on it, and they did the most unbelievable display. Well, the couple that organizes it is getting older, and so they decided this was going to be the year they'd stop doing it. So they have like a big yard sale of all their Halloween stuff. So sure enough, my wife goes in there, and she comes out with an old school TV with like a blood handprint on it that only plays Poltergeist, right? A big trick or treat sign. And then this 12-foot skeleton, which of course I was responsible for carrying down the street.
I like
which
it.
Probably looked great. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So, I told her, I'm like, if this keeps up, you're going to probably try to turn me into Clark Griswold for Christmas. So, yeah, you know, and I'll take the hard left turn now here to Bill Belichick's job status. You know, I've felt like, you know, Robert Kraft has this term elegant solution or elegant conclusion. And, you know, I think he would prefer that with Bill. Like, I think he would prefer that it end in a way where he's able to give Bill his brass ring and send him off into the sunset. And, you know, I don't think Bill wants to be done coaching after this year. And so I think, you know, what I've felt like for a while now is what would hasten his departure wouldn't be just a flat out firing. It would be your football operation is messed up. We need to restructure. We're going to restructure when you leave anyway, because no coach gets that much power. So instead of doing it after you leave, we're going to do it now. And we're going to bring in a personnel man, and that personnel man is going to report to me, not to you. You're still going to report to me, but we're going to set this up differently because we don't feel like you've done a good enough job putting talent on the roster over the last 5 years. And then it might be up to Bill, you know, and in that case, it would be, do you want to be part of this or not? And ironically enough, like that's what hastened the departure of Bill Parcells. If you remember, they took personnel power away from him in 1996. There was the whole Terry Glenn thing, and then he walked in 97. And so would Bill have an appetite for coming back under a different structure with a general manager who doesn't answer to him?
Interesting.
I felt like all along, like that was the more likely conclusion if this season didn't go right. But I didn't foresee them losing by 30 2 weeks in a row. So, you know, I think everything might be on the table now.
Gut feeling. How does this end?
My gut feeling is they're not good enough this year, that the roster is just flat out not good enough. You know what the best way to illustrate it is, Dan? Look at the roster. Tell me what player you can say is going to be there 5 years from now. One player. Christian Gonzalez. Who's been there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the sort of disrepair the roster is in right now. And, you know, so I don't think they're good enough. I think that this is probably at best a 6 or 7 win team. I don't think that's going to be good enough for Robert Kraft. And I think they're going to be at a crossroads at the end of the year. And I don't think if things play out that way, if it's 6 or 7 wins, I don't think Robert Kraft is going to be satisfied to run it back the same way it is now in 2024. And I think that would lead to difficult conversations. And I mean, it's certainly possible the conclusion could be that Bill Belichick's no longer the coach in 2024. And, you know, it's almost hard to envision that scenario. It would have been, you know, if you had said that before the year or a couple of years ago, certainly, but that's where the roster is. That's where the season seems to be going. And, you know, I think it was interesting this morning. I think Bill said in his press conference, I might not have this quote exactly right, but I think he said something along the lines of like, the Raiders have five of the top players in the league at their positions, which is probably true. It was almost like, so what are you saying about yourself by just bringing that up on your own?
Yeah.
And are you pointing the finger somewhere else, even though you're the one who had control over all of this? You know, it's just, I don't know. It's just a weird, weird deal there now.
Yeah, that the Raiders have guys at their position. Then I would ask Bill, how many players do you have at their position that they're the best in the league? And I don't know if he'd answer it, but you know,
wouldn't. But I mean, you look at it, and it's like it's true. I mean, it's just they don't have premier talent. And I think the overriding thing is they're still operating like it was 10 years ago. Like I have like. You know, a guy I'm pretty close with who used to be in the division, an NFL executive who said to me, it feels, and I think this is the best way to put it, it's like Bill is fighting the last war of his way, you know, and he's kept doing things his way despite the league continuing to move in different directions. And his way for so long was supported by some tent poles in the organization. Like, if you're not as good on the offensive line, Brady will get rid of the ball a little faster. If you're not as good at receiver, Brady will throw the ball into a little bit of a tighter window. If you can't run the ball as well, you know, well, Brady can make up for that in the passing game. If you don't play defense as well, Brady will win shootouts. So there's that. Then, you know, you go beyond just the level of having the greatest player of all time. It's like they built the offensive line this year, like Dante Scarnecchia was still there. And it's really hard to ask a first-year offensive line coach coming in to perform at that level. And Dante Scarnecchia turned a college wrestler into a Pro Bowl guard, you know? Well, and he was able to make things work so many times with less talent up there. They're still operating like Dante Scarnecchia is there when the rest of the league spends top 10 picks to go get left tackles, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there are so many of these spots that they're left short at. And it's almost like they're under the spell. Well, it'll work itself out. It doesn't work that way, Bill. You got to put good players at those spots. And the best players have good players at premium positions. The way the Rams won a Super Bowl, you know, was with Matt Stafford at quarterback, Cooper Kupp at receiver, Andrew Whitworth at left tackle, Aaron Donald as a pass rusher, Jalen Ramsey at corner, and we'll make it work everywhere else.
Yeah.
The Patriots have never built that way because they're the greatest player of all time and they believed in balance across their roster. But it's really, really hard to win that way when you don't have Tom Brady pulling the trigger.
Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. All right, let me run through some topics here. Sure. Whose call was it to draft Bryce Young, and what was Frank Reich saying at the press conference yesterday about his owner?
I mean, ultimately, I think it was David Tepper's call. Now, I do know that there was pretty strong agreement that Bryce Young was the correct pick at the time. And I can tell you, just having talked to Frank over the last, you know, 4 or 5 months, he really likes Bryce as a player. There's a lot about him that that Frank was enamored with before the draft. And so do I know that Frank absolutely positively loved Bryce Young over CJ Stroud? Maybe not, but I know he liked Bryce Young quite a bit.
But he might have had to do that because the owner really loved Bryce.
Yeah. Here's the, but I would say I've got a pretty good sense for when someone's BSing me. I don't think Frank's BSed me with that. Like when I've talked to him about it, at least, like, okay. I do think he really believes in Bryce Young. Again, doesn't mean he didn't like CJ Stroud also, but you know, I do think he really liked Bryce Young. The idea that Tepper is overbearing is not new. The people who were there last year felt that way. The people in the front office have felt it. Wow. I think this is a credit to him. Okay. He runs his football team like he runs his other businesses, like he runs his hedge fund. And I think people who have worked for him would tell you that it's a high pressure environment. You know, and I think he's applied that to running his football team. And I think what Frank said the other day reflects the way a lot of people have felt working for David Tepper. And in Tepper's defense, like, I think the owners that apply their business principles to running their football team generally figure out a way to make it work, but it doesn't always happen right away. Like you brought up Robert Kraft, right? It took Robert Kraft a good 6 years to figure it out and hire Bill Belichick. And once they got rolling, they were rolling. But I mean, he screwed it up with Pete Carroll. Now, Pete Carroll wasn't Pete Carroll at that point either. Wasn't the Pete Carroll of USC or Seattle at that point, but it took Robert Kraft like a few years to figure it out. It's taken other owners who are really, really good. Jed York in San Francisco. I think people would tell you Jed York's done a really good job in facilitating and enabling guys like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Parag Marathi and all the guys that run the show there. I think he would tell you, people would tell you, like, Jed's done a great job the last few years. He was not well liked by Jim Harbaugh, a decade ago, you know? And so I think a lot of these owners have to go through a process of figuring it out when they get in charge. And I think this was, all of this is part of the process of David Tepper getting there. And unfortunately, oftentimes there's collateral damage along the way. And it's not impossible to envision a scenario where this current regime could wind up being collateral damage.
Help me understand the Deshaun Watson situation with the Browns.
Yeah, it's they've changed a lot of things this year. I don't know if people realize that. Last year it was really awkward in that they were still running like the Kevin Stefanski offense that Kevin learned from Gary Kubiak, and that really worked for their offensive personnel before last year. And obviously with the run game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt over the years, they produced, and Baker Mayfield got a great year out of it. What they found last year in putting that offense in for Deshaun Watson is that it didn't really work for Watson. And this is something Bill O'Brien went through in Houston too with Watson, in that he needs to be able to see the field and he's better out of the shotgun and you have to involve him in the running game. And so, there was a process this year of getting him through that and saying, okay, we're going to build this offense for you. We're going to retrofit the Shanahan offense for you. They've gone through that now. And, I think in that game against Tennessee, they really felt like they hit on something. Like they harped to him in the building that week, completion driven, take the layups, just keep us on schedule, keep the ball moving. And, they got to a point where they felt really good. And then the injury sends it sideways. And it feels like everything has been a little sideways since he got there, even when it feels like that breakthrough was coming. And I know people internally felt like that breakthrough was there in the Tennessee game.
Yeah, but it was medically cleared, though, Albert.
And that's the thing. And that's what I'm saying. The injury thing sort of sent that sideways where it's like, okay, he's medically cleared. And this is a tough thing because the two words pain tolerance, Dan, that's – I've always felt like that's a term that's always been tough for players to swallow, but that's sort of what it was. It's like, can you get out there and function based on the amount of pain that you're going to be going through? And players hate coaches using that term because it calls into question their toughness. When the truth oftentimes is you're in too much pain to function where you can help the team, right? And that's sort of where Deshaun Watson was, where on that Friday, he could barely lift his arm above his shoulder. Come back Saturday, okay, he looks okay. We think he's going to be able to play. And then on Sunday, it's not where it was. Mm. So it's going to be very interesting seeing where they come out of their bye week. Today is obviously an important day because it's the first day of practice towards that. But, they really felt like they hit on something in that Tennessee game that was going to sort of straighten out Deshaun Watson and get Deshaun Watson where they envisioned him being when they gave up all that draft capital to go and get him a year and a half ago. And, now they've got what I think they hope is a speed bump. But, based on the evidence that we have right now, you'd have to be concerned, like, all right, like, that was one good week. Is it going to be more than that?
All right, quickly, let me hit on this. Will teams call the Raiders about Davante Adams? Will teams call the Vikings about Kirk Cousins?
Yes and yes. I don't think either gets moved for separate reasons. Kirk Cousins, I think it's more they have done a lot of things in Minnesota with their veterans. They've done such a nice job of keeping veterans happy as they've retooled the roster. Like you don't hear Dalvin Cook or or Kendricks, or, you know, any of the guys that have left there over the last year, like saying bad things about that place, Patrick Peterson. They've managed a lot of these guys where they've had to retool the roster, and they, Harrison Smith accepted a pay cut. So a lot of guys have sort of swallowed it. And I think it would be tough for Kevin O'Connell to go back to the team and say, okay, now Nick Mullins is your starter, or okay, now Jaren Hall, a rookie fifth round pick, is your starter. So I think that's why they, and I also am not sure that they would be able to get enough for Kirk Cousins to make it worth it. Davante Adams is, I mean, plain and simple, they need to win there. Like, and they need it's all hands on deck there right now. They need to win, and they need to give the players in that locker room some proof of concept that what they're doing is right. So I think in both those situations, those guys stick with those teams. The team I would really watch as far as a potential seller as we get closer to the trade deadline could be Denver. You know, I just think looking at where they're at, Sean Payton inherited a lot of that roster. They were listening on Jerry Jeudy. They were listening on Courtland Sutton back in the spring. Would a team give up a one for Jeudy? Would a team give up a two for Sutton? Would the Broncos listen on Garrett Bowles? And if they put themselves out there on as a seller, is somebody going to come try to get Patrick Surtain? I think Denver is the team that's sort of in there, and I look at them and say, that's the team, you know, that if there's a team that might be selling off some parts that isn't happy with where it's at, that wants to go through a little bit of reset, Denver would be the one, with Carolina maybe being another one laying out there in the weeds. Like, I'm sure they're going to get calls on Brian Burns as well.
Good to talk to you as always, Albert. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dan.
Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. And keep in mind what Denver gave up to Seattle to get Russell Wilson. So they need to sort of restock all those draft picks they gave up. All right, we'll take a break. We're back with your phone calls after this. Every great day starts the night before, which means, how did you sleep? Well, if you have a Sleep Number bed, I know you slept great. By the way, speaking of which, lowest prices ever, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 Smart Bed, only $880 plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. They have temperature balancing mattresses there. They have adjustable firmness, so two beds in one. They will help you with your sleep quality, Sleep IQ technology. My sleep number is 75. Go in and ask, what do these numbers mean? How do I get my sleep number? And they also have tips for you getting a great night's sleep. But you got to start with their lowest prices ever on the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 Smart Bed, only $880, plus special financing for a limited time. You can go to a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official Crucial Catch partner of the NFL, subject to credit approval. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Couple of phone calls in here. James in Portland. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, bud.
I got a question about the Dallas Cowboy game that okay. You're talking about, why Parsons didn't have a sack.
Okay.
There's a 49er fan here in my shop that I took pictures of the TV to talk what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The offensive line on the left-hand side, Williams, was 2 yards back from the center. I know you were talking earlier about an earlier game about why they didn't throw a flag on some offensive lineman too far back.
Yep.
Well, that was happening in the whole first half of the 49ers game.
Okay, but you're still Micah Parsons. You don't have to line up over that tackle. If I can't get by that guy, do I put him someplace else? Micah Parsons is a Swiss Army knife there. And, yes, they are letting offensive linemen do this. And I talked to a source yesterday, and he said, we're just not developing offensive linemen the way we used to. And also factor in that the edge rushers are so much better. Everybody. And you're having two on each team. And it's really, you can load up. And we were talking about Washington. They would load up with a tight end and a tackle. And you would have them block Lawrence Taylor. You know, Joe Gibbs said, I'm going to make sure he doesn't beat me. But Micah Parsons, get to the quarterback. Do something. But don't come out and be offended because George Kittle had a T-shirt. Be offended that you guys were embarrassed. Thomas in the Bay Area. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Dan Pan, 5'11", 210. Made it on with 4 years to spare, DP. How about that?
Congratulations.
I do want to touch on the Bill Belichick slander.
Okay.
People forget. He drafted Tom, kept him as a fourth quarterback in 2000, and gave him the keys after they gave Bledsoe a $100 million deal. He put Tom in position to help be who he became. And for them to, you know, say it's him, it's not him as the coach that's the issue over the last 10 years as a Patriot fan. It's the GM. So I think Breer got it right where Kraft needs to sit him down and say, hey, you can coach, but we need a new GM.
And yeah, but people have talked about Bill's personnel decisions for a long, long time. And I do think that you could see a power struggle of sorts where you take away one of Bill's titles and you put somebody in there. It's going to lead to an awkward, you know, divorce. It just is. Because as Albert Breer was saying, Bill Belichick is stuck in his ways. So Bill Belichick is really coaching against Bill Belichick. And today's game as opposed to 10 years ago. And you don't have Tom Brady to bail you out. Elmer in Reno. Hi, Elmer.
Hey, Dan Patrick. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
5'10", 178, and a thick 10 inches. So the reason I'm calling is George Kittle bleeds red and gold. And the truth is, he wasn't trying to stir much up, but he's more of a historian because 30 years ago, Gary Plummer, the middle linebacker for the Niners, wore the exact same shirt to the NFC Championship game. And there's a picture of that, too. So he's just a historian doing a throwback move.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense, but how many people know that reference there? Micah Parsons didn't. I'm sure most of your football fans had no idea, right? Maybe locally, but this is why it's a story nationally, because people weren't aware of that with Gary Plummer. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, I went back and looked at it. It was pretty easy to find on social media, but like you said, if you're a Niners or Cowboys fan, you may remember that if you're 45 or over.
Well, it doesn't mean you can hit the Wayback Machine and all of a sudden let's do it again. I mean, there's a lot of things that players probably did, but you can't do it now or say it now or have a T-shirt. You know, so, I mean, I was just surprised that George did it. And then Micah Parsons says, hey, he's my bro. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, it's not personal. He said bleep Dallas, not bleep Micah Parsons.
Yeah, Pauline.
It does. I wonder if Kittle just wants to stir the pot. He doesn't mean anything by it because, you know, he loves it. He and tight end you, it doesn't seem like he talked about it the other day. He's like, yeah, I was just having some fun. He thinks it's fun.
That's personal to Micah Parsons. Laugh now, cry later. Final hour coming up. Jason Garrett will stop by.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.